Welcome back to the Radio Sports Page. We're talking now with Pella Christian alumna and current Ellsworth Community College softball player Cheyenne Collins. And Cheyenne, thanks so much for joining us. And, you know, first question right off the bat that I always find interesting to ask people who have gone on from the high school level to the college level is kind of what that transition period is like for them and trying to, you know, go from the high school game to the college game and some of the differences. And I just was wondering if you could speak a little bit to your transition process from playing softball at Pella Christian to playing softball at Ellsworth.
Yeah, so it's very, very different from high school. In high school, your season starts like the beginning of May and it goes till about middle of July. But in college, when you move in around the middle of August, and like you're, as soon as you move in, your fall season starts right away, and then it goes till about beginning or middle of May. And so as soon as you get there, we start practicing, and then we have a couple games in the fall. And then after the fall season's all done, then we start our winter season, and we start focusing on conditioning and weightlifting. And then when we come back from Christmas break, then that's usually when we actually like start our season. And so we start actually like going like pretty hard. And so then our first game is usually about end of February. And it's also really different from high school to college, because in high school, we're playing in like really hot, humid weather. And in college, we're playing in pretty much freezing weather. So it's very different. And sometimes it's really hard to have motivation to play in freezing weather, but you just kind of have to make the most of it. So yeah, it's very different, but very fun.
Yeah, I believe it to be a very different feel from that nature. And from the game side of things too, you know, when you actually get into the season and get to play, you know, how does the game, you know, kind of differ? I know the actual things you're doing in the game don't necessarily change that much, but you know, how does, you know, when you get into game action, how does that change from the high school to the college level?
So in high school, we basically only play one game, and then sometimes we have double headers, but most of the time we play two games every single day we play. So it's very different, because sometimes you won't play and sometimes you will play. And then in high school, I always started pitching. And in college, most of the time I'm either pitching sometimes and starting, or other times I'm just sitting the bench. So it's a lot faster. When I first started college, it was kind of an eye opener of like, wow, some of the pitchers are really fast. And it was just a lot to get used to.
Yeah, I believe that. That's a good insight to some of that stuff, because you know, in high school, like you said, I mean, it's usually there's a core group of, you know, you can slate them into the lineup, and it's a little bit of a different experience when you've got all those kids from their high schools all in one group. And so, you know, that's some really good insight into that. And, you know, talking about some of that experience you've had, you know, what was this last year kind of like for you at Ellsworth?
So yeah, it's kind of been the same as it was last year. I didn't really get to hit as much as I did in high school, or I didn't hit as much as I would like to, but I would start the second game and I would pitch for a couple innings. And then after that, I would just sit the bench until the games were over. So yeah, it was kind of the same as last year.
Yeah, for sure. And as a student athlete, you know, I know that that's a big emphasis for a lot of kids playing in college, is the student athlete part of it. As a student at Ellsworth, what has your experience been like? And just overall, your total experience at Ellsworth, how has that been for you?
It's been a really great experience. I've met a lot of great people, especially from the softball team, but I've also made a lot of great friends from other sports teams. And since Ellsworth is pretty small, everyone knows everyone. And it's just fun having a lot of friends to like hang out with and get to know. But yeah, it's been a really fun and great experience.
Yeah. And part of that experience too, is trying to maybe bring some friends along. And so I know that we've got some athletes who are going to be looking and trying to decide, you know, A, whether or not they want to take up a sport in college, and B, you know, where to go. What would be something that you would tell those players who are still in high school, who are, you know, thinking about taking up a college sport and, you know, are still looking to find a place for them?
I think they should definitely go out. Like, if you really love the game, it's definitely worth it. You meet a lot of great people from the softball team. And especially if you're a freshman coming into college, it's really scary because you don't really know anybody. But your coach will pair you up with some of your teammates, and then you'll just have that special bond with them. And then it just makes college a lot easier knowing that you already have some friends. So it's definitely something to really think about. I am really glad that I'm playing college softball.
That's a really cool experience. And I'm really glad that you highlighted the fact that it provides you with a lot of great relationships, as you're someone who is just getting ready to wind down their softball career. You were telling me a little bit before we came on here, you were saying that this will be your last year playing softball at Ellsworth. And, you know, what are you hoping for from your senior year of softball here? And then what are some of the things you're going to miss about Ellsworth softball?
Well, I'm really hoping to start every game and hit a lot more than I have been. And I'd really like to play first a lot. But I'm just really hoping to have a really great last year of playing softball. I've been playing this since T-ball, so it's actually kind of sad. But I'm just super excited to see what this season brings. And I'm just so excited for it.
Yeah, and it is a very sad experience when you tie up the cleats for the last time and pick up the bat and pick up the glove. You know, I know that's a very sad thing, and that means that it's time for the next chapter. And I know you said that you're switching majors this year too, before we came on here. And what is going to be the new major, and what's the goal once it is time to hang up those cleats? What are you looking to do beyond Ellsworth?
Well, I was in ag business for my first 2 years at Ellsworth, and then I graduated with that degree. And this year I'm doing liberal arts, and I'm trying to do something with kids, like be a nanny or work at a daycare or something like that. But hopefully I find a job soon after that, and I would really like to play on like a slow pitch softball team, because I feel like that would be so much fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And Cheyenne, we appreciate the time, and we look forward to seeing how your final year of softball goes at Ellsworth. And we wish you the best of luck this year and moving forward, and wherever life takes you with, you know, the liberal arts degree and the ag business degree.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. That was former Pella Christian softball player and current Ellsworth Community College softball player Cheyenne Collins here on the Radio Sports Page.